You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This week, we're focusing on the culinary arts and joined by local food expert, writer, host of The In Crowd, heard every Sunday afternoon here on 89.1 WEMU, Jessica Webster. Hi, Jessica.
I get to be in your In Crowd once a month.
And our guest this week is a community fixture of sorts. She's a writer, a host of many community events, and is getting ready to restart her sold-out history beer tours, Patty Smith. Hi, Patty.
Hi, thank you for letting me in your In Crowd.
You know, we know you as teacher, Patty. I think of you as attorney, Patty.
Oh,
you wear a lot of different hats, don't you?
I do. I was thinking about that earlier today, thinking I have to not do some stuff.
You have to narrow down.
Well, thank you. I really love our community, and I'm very, very lucky to be able to do stuff.
So, tell us about these history of beer tours. What do they consist of?
They're through Tammy's Tastings, History and Hops. We call them. We did four last summer/fall and sold out almost all of them. We start at the Old German, which is some historical significance. It's not tied in with the original Old German in town, but has some fixtures from the original
one. It's around the corner from the original location, right?
Exactly, yeah. Yep. We start there, we talk about beer, I tell some stories, then we go up to Arbor Brewing Company, which has two excellent stories from that very location. One was the murder of a police officer at that site when it was a men's clothing store. And so we talk a little bit about that, and there was a what they were calling a riot that took place in the early 1900s right in front of that when it was the Star Theater. So we talk about those stories and then move on to the Meadery, which is Bloom Meadery, and there's a lot of stories. That's in what they call the Red Light District, such that it was of Ann Arbor.
Ann Arbor, yeah.
People love that story.
So, but also in the history of beer, Arbor Brewing Company was one of the first craft breweries that opened in Michigan. Isn't that right?
It was 1995,
yes.
And Grizzly Peak and Arbor Brewing both opened up, and they're both still going strong, which is so incredible.
Other.
Exactly, so incredible. The breweries, we had about six breweries for back in the day. We had six breweries in the town of Ann Arbor, and we only had 7,300 people living in the city.
Oh, way back in the
1880s, before Prohibition. Before Prohibition, there was a lot. You had a brewery on every corner, so to speak. And remember, women didn't really go out to saloons back then. Most of them didn't.
Saloons.
The saloon. We had dozens of saloons, and
Didn't wear pantaloons either.
They had their britches on and their knickers.
Oh,
and they would go drink the beer. The history of beer is really interesting all over pre-Prohibition, and then in Ann Arbor. Good trivia question. We had at one point a central brewery, a northern brewery, and a western brewery. And they were not what we think of. I mean, they were places of business. You couldn't just go there. They didn't have tap rooms like we do now. The beer would be made and then put in barrels and go to saloons. This is my Ann Arbor trivia question for you all. Only one of them survived Prohibition. And that was the Western Brewery, and then it was called the Arbor Union Brewery, and then it was the Ann Arbor Brewery. I think it was called Ann Arbor Brewery when it reopened over on 4th Street.
Oh.
I will be honest. I'm not sure if the actual structure is still there or not. That is something that I would have to go to the phone and ask the little person who lives in my phone. And and so she has all the answers. But
it's a she. She
it's
clarified
a she, of course,
that.
Yes. And they made ice cream during Prohibition, and they were the one to survive. Yes. A lot of breweries made either soda pop, bitters, the near beer.
Other addictive substances.
Exactly,
like ice cream.
Exactly. And or ice cream.
You know, once Prohibition went away and everyone came to their senses, it was able to go back to brewery.
And Absolutely. Do we know what's in that location now?
No, that I know it was near the Argus building. I would have to look at the actual address. Grace Shackman wrote these wonderful articles for the Ann Arbor Observer, and she wrote about the brewery on 4th Street. And the great quote from that was, one guy said, yeah, the beer was good for putting out fires.
Oh, that's good. Now, I want to go back a few minutes
here
because you talked about a meadery.
Yes.
And for those of, I'll just admit it, us, who've never had mead, I keep encountering it everywhere I go. What is mead and what's a meadery?
It's a fermented honey. And
is it?
You can add berries to it. They add hops to it. So it's Bloom Meadery on, or Meadworks, I believe, on 4th Avenue. And that's where our tour ends. So that
and mead's considered a beer.
No, it's just
in the beer
it's a
family?
Fermented. It's an alcohol.
Okay.
I always kind of in my head it's fermented. You can add hops. You can't. You know, it's tends to be higher alcohol. We had some that my friend and I made for our wedding, and we told everyone, don't drink the mason jar of mead. It's like 13% alcohol. And of course, everyone came up
of
to
course.
Us. I got so drunk at your wedding. Well, did you drink the mead? I did. Did I tell you not to drink the mead? You did. But I do want to mention, speaking, the meadery is a little bit, it's like a tap room. They use local honey. They're amazing. Ooh. Another new venture that opened up on the south side is the Edelbrow by it's Teo Watson, who's been brewing at Original Gravity. He's worked at Zingerman's. He did he made beer for the beer camp folks, and that is his brewery on the south side. And very excited. We always have new and cool things opening in and around Ann Arbor. And this is Tao's spot. He has a recipe from the 1860s.
For beer.
Oh, yes. The oat malt brown.
Oh, awesome.
Which is from an 1860s recipe. He also has some Imperial Stouts, Imperial IPA. And it's being served. You can go there and get the beer or go to the lunchroom. Everyday Wines, Spencer Vinology are carrying the beer on tap.
Have you had some?
You know, I have not. I got to get down there.
Field trip.
So this is over near the airport, is that right?
It is by the Zingerman family on the south side. Yes.
Excellent.
So yes, Edelbrow, yes.
Historic beer. I like it. Sounds good.
Which bleeds into the next. Over at 210 South Main Street, where Peaceable Kingdom was, they found this mural. This is so cool. I talked to Mark Wilfong, whose mom, Carol Lopez, owns the building. And when they were remodeling, they found... It's this amazing picture. It's a king standing on a lion, leaning against a barrel, holding a beer.
So it's like a mural on the wall?
On the wall. It was 8 by 8 feet by 8 feet. And it was the first location there was a beer hall.
Wow.
So they are planning some really cool stuff for that space. They're hoping to get a tenant that kind of commemorates and honors that heritage. And they have some very exciting plans in the work. So stay tuned for... what will be in that space, hopefully.
Interesting.
Yes.
Interesting. So, something that honors the tradition of the original beer hall of Ann Arbor.
Yes, exactly. So I said I would dig into the Polk directory and see what was there. If you don't know what a Polk directory is, and really you shouldn't. It was like the 1880s phone book.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, there because Patty also wrote a book about the history of Ann Arbor.
Mm-hmm. Another one's coming out in June. Oh. Vanishing Ann Arbor, yes. Huh. Britton Woodman and I wrote that together, and it's got a bunch of... just talking about things, people, events that used to be here and no more.
Told you she has a lot going on.
I know. I get tired just talking to her.
I get tired.
Well, I think it's great. And
we
truly appreciate you sharing your information. We'll put links to some of the things we've talked to on our web post with this edition of Art and Soul. Jessica Webster, always great to have you here.
Nice to be here.
Patty Smith, lots going on. Thanks for keeping us up to date.
Thank you so much for letting me do this. This is like a dream. So thank you so much.